Wednesday. Did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
Howdy ho, catcher uppers.
Howdy ho, neighborino. Nath, on this catch up, we give a little update on the Zimbabwean beer crisis that's engulfing the nation. But I thought just you and me could shoot the breeze.
Sure, mate. That's what I'm here for.
Do you have a favorite beer? Have you had a favorite beer over your time?
Favorite beer? I mean, I've had some good ones. There's one I'm really liking at the moment is the Moo Brew.
The Moo Brew.
Made in Hobart.
Yeah.
Love it. Great.
What about when you were like, because when you first started drinking beer.
I hated it.
Did you?
Tell you what I used to do.
When I first had beer, I loved it.
No, hated it.
Tui's Extra Dry, the Teds.
Yeah, see, that was my first beer. Yeah. What I used to do is my mate.
I hate it now. But back then, I loved it.
My mates, I still remember the first time I had a beer, we're sitting there and my mates just gave me one. We're sitting there in a park.
Yep. 12 years old.
12
years old. Drink responsibly.
We're sitting there, and as my mates are taking sips, they're all, and I could tell, they're not telling the truth.
They were saying they loved it.
Oh, beer, how good is this? And I'm sitting there going, oh, these guys can't be serious.
Yeah.
And so every time they took a sip or kind of like looked around, I would just pour it out behind me. And so I'd quickly, so that I'd almost to the point of going, hey, what's that? Pour it out, go, beer.
Yummy. See, I was the opposite. A lot of my mates, I think you're the same, my mates didn't like it, but they pretended to. But I didn't drink a lot later till after a lot of my other mates. Mm. A lot of them had beers first, and I was like, no, I got to concentrate on my athletic career.
Oh, how'd that go?
probably should have had a beer. But I had so many beers the first time because I loved the taste that I ended up stealing like 38 road signs and doing a nudie run.
This is after two beers.
Yes. Apparently, people hate washing their underwear. Some people don't wash their underwear at all.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we're not like that.
No, I wash my undies.
Yeah, we're big believers in one wear wash.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of pairs of undies, so I do like a bulk undie wash at the end of the week. Look, but I still wash them.
If you're traveling and you're pushed, you can do the back to front, the inside out.
Oh, but as a rarity.
But if you're just at home every day, yeah, the one wear wash.
I mean, you can wash.
Hashtag one wear wash. I mean, let's get it trending, guys. we should all be washing our underwear. And look, coming up just after 7, I'm going to tell a bit of a story last night involving my underwear. I don't want to give too much away, but it's worth sticking around for.
If there's anything you stick around for today, is the undie story after 7.
To find out what Jimmy did with his undies after 7. But right now, again, people don't like washing their underwear, which I don't understand, but NASA. So, I don't know much about astronauts, but I am guessing it is hard to change your undies up in space.
Yeah, I suppose.
And even to wash them.
I mean, in zero gravity, yeah. So it's always going to be hard to do a lot of basic things.
Well, apparently NASA have, for the longest time, they have special underwear that doesn't need to be washed for weeks.
Ooh.
It's a self-cleaning underwear, essentially. The fabric's the stuff it's made out of.
Amazing. Why is this not on the open market?
Well, glad you brought that up, Nath, because it's now on the open market.
Amazing.
You can head to the NASA website and you can buy yourself some NASA undies that don't need to be washed for weeks.
Have you got a retail price?
This is the gate. They're going to be launching within this next week.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So not right. Don't head there now.
All those people have just clicked on the website.
If you're driving in your car and you're thinking about pulling over, don't head there. But it will be available online soon, yes. Because, again, Nathan, the people, they've seen that NASA have self-cleaning undies that you don't wash for weeks. They've gone, hey, NASA, can you sell them? NASA went, yeah, I guess we can diversify and go into apparel.
Would this come under merch? Because you can get like a NASA hat and a NASA jumper and stuff. So is this in the merch sector?
Yeah, so much like when you want to buy a NASA hoodie or something like that, you can now go in there and buy. Now, if they're self-cleaning undies that astronauts use, they're probably not going to be cheap.
No, bit of price behind them.
Now, we don't have the official price yet, but could you put a price on them, Nath? Could you think right now, like what would you be willing to pay for a pair of NASA cleaning underwear?
Well, I mean, the thing with this is you've got to factor in how often you clean your undies and how much time and cost has been wasted on you cleaning your own undies.
Okay. Oh, you're actually really putting some thought into it.
Oh, like, I'm not going to just throw a number out there.
So you're thinking like washing detergent, water in the thing.
Yeah, okay. Time and energy too.
Time is money.
Time is money these days. Yeah. I mean, welcome to the 21st century, guys.
Good to have you here.
I think they're going to probably retail per pair of undies. You're looking at upwards of 60
bucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if this changes your mind, because they're Nasarundis, mm-hmm. And they're going to have a lot of space.
Oh, you just stole the gag. I was going to go, I've got a big bum. I need plenty of space in the back. But yours is better.
Yeah, no, you know, you do yours, and then you fire the thing.
Well, I kind of just did mine.
Yeah, but do it with a bit more gusto.
Okay.
Because you didn't do it with gusto because I took it. Yeah,
okay, no, all right. Oh, Jim, I hope there's plenty of room in the back, plenty of space for my bum.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
Okay.
Nath, we've got a bit of an issue. Look, I know it's not going to affect everyone because it's a real specific thing.
I'm sure it'll affect some.
But I mean, I know it affects you. And I thought you could give me some help, but it may be affecting others in Hobart. It's toilet paper,
mm-hmm.
But more specifically, the toilet paper here at the HIT toilets.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
I said HIT toilets, by the way.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Don't get in trouble. So the toilet paper here at the HIT offices, it's single sheet. So it's not a roll. So if you can imagine, you might have seen this in some public toilets and that. You pull it out and you get one little square piece of paper.
Basically, to get enough, you need to be pulling out 15 sheets.
Yeah. Now, the idea of it is, you'll see it in a lot of public toilets and stuff, it's so you don't overuse the toilet paper. Now, everyone loves a good roll.
Yes.
I mean, that's why, you know, they sell them at supermarkets. You get a roll, you put it at home. But here we have the one single sheets. And Nath, yes, the issue is... One can't wipe anything.
No, it's pointless.
I understand we're trying to save the environment, but guys, let's be real. When you buy toilet paper rolls, you don't pull off one square.
So are you saving the environment or saving your undies? Which one do you want to save? I have a solution for this.
Because
as you know, I come in every morning and go to the bathroom.
Yes.
I've got my normal routine.
We both go at different times.
Yeah.
Not at the same. No. We're not sitting there next to each other in cubicles.
No. Nah.
Knocking on the...
Although there's been the occasion. My solution, now I don't know if you already do this, is so basically the little canister holder that holds the thing,
yeah.
It's actually loose, mate.
So you undo it.
So I pull it off the thing, voila, there is a stack of paper, and then you can just grab
the whole stack. So you're pulling from the top.
Yeah, and then because they're just there.
So at the bottom, imagine like a paper hand towel dispenser. You pull them out of the bottom, so you've actually pulled the top off.
So if you pull the top off, there's just a beautiful big stack of toilet paper. You just grab a handful.
All right, I like where your head's at. Like, my only issue would be that's a lot of power. You know what I mean? With great power comes great responsibility. How do you stop yourself from using too much now?
Yeah, well, it comes with practice. At the start, I had a few issues, and I was like,
you're grabbing too many?
I was like, Nate, that's too much. That's too much. Dial it back. Put some back. Not after I use up. Put some back beforehand.
Pull it back out of the bowl. Oh, I've used too much.
But it's a great technique, mate. Give
it
a go.
I wonder why the toilet paper was wet when I got in there.
Zimbabwe. They're in a little bit of a crisis, and they have announced that within 1 week, they're going to run out of beer. This is after the suppliers of the Chibuku Shake Shake beer, the country's biggest brewer, have said that they're going to run out of ingredients. This is horrible news.
Yeah,
horrible news.
It's absolutely awful. Everyone should have the right to a cold frothy.
And we asked the people of Hobart yesterday to help us out and donate a spare beer that we could send over to Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Just in this crisis, in this time of need. And we got this from Alicia and Kyle. Kyle from New Norfolk. Kyle, have you got a spare beer hanging around, mate?
Yeah, mate. I've got 2 weeks extra right here, mate.
How long have you been holding on to that bad boy for, Kyle?
I only brought a six-pack last night, mate.
Okay,
oh, nice.
That's good, fresh.
Okay, that's good.
It's fresh.
Freshie.
That's good, because, I mean, we're sending it over. I don't know how well they're going to transport, so fresh to the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Alicia from Baghdad. Alicia, have you got a spare beer hanging around?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Oh, you got a few? Okay.
Do you want to give us a few, or is there one in particular you want to get rid of?
Oh, you can have them all.
You can have them all.
Wow, Alicia, you are like UNICEF. Jim, I've got some fantastic news because Alicia and Kyle have delivered on their promise and have given us their beers. We have got two Teds from Kyle and a chilled Cascade Light from Alicia to send over to Zimbabwe to help out their crisis.
Yeah, they wouldn't accept it if it was a light. No, I'm kidding. It was Alicia, wasn't it?
Alicia,
yeah. So Alicia was at Deadpool last night,
mm-hmm.
And we met her partner. And we said to her, we're like, oh, Alicia, thanks for bringing in that beer. And her partner was like, what?
He
found out, Alicia? He found out then and there that Alicia gave away. But look, you know, shout out to Alicia and her partner. You're doing a great thing. You're doing a great thing to help the people of Zimbabwe.
Now, this is fantastic. The people of Hobart have helped out. Now it's our turn to help out, Jim, because we need to figure out how we're going to get these beers to Zimbabwe.
Yep.
Not an easy place to get to.
No.
So what I thought we could do is a little bit of a long shot.
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
I want to ask the question 13, 12, 16, are you going to Zimbabwe anytime soon?
Yeah.
Because potentially you could be our beer mule and take these. We've only got three beers. They could go in a carry-on and take them over for us.
Yeah, I don't think... Can you put alcohol in carry-on?
Or check it. Checking.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. As long as they get over there with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, you may have a boat.
Yeah.
It's a long journey ahead of you. we appreciate you taking the beers. So we're looking for someone going to Zimbabwe, Nath.
Going to Zimbabwe anytime soon. Because, yeah. I mean, this crisis is hitting within a week.
Yeah, so we need... So you're going to Zimbabwe, what, in like the next month?
Next couple of months.
So 3 months.
Let's broaden it out. Yeah. Are you going to Zimbabwe sometime in the next 3 months?
Yeah, 13,
12, 16.
A year? No.
Okay, yeah, let's go the year.
No, well, you just said it's a crisis. You can't wait a year for beer.
Yeah, but then I'm realising how hard it is going to be to find someone going to Zimbabwe.
It's the idea of a long shot, mate. I reckon right. 3 months. All are right. you going to Zimbabwe within the next 3 months, 13, 12, 16.
Let's cap it at that then. Dean, we've just been talking about how Zimbabwe, they're in a crisis at the moment because they've announced within 1 week they're going to run out of beer. Now, we asked the people of Hobart to step up and donate some spare beers that we could take over, send over to Zimbabwe.
Yes.
To help solve this crisis. And we just asked a little bit of a...
It's a... I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Bit of a long shot. We've asked 13, 12, 16, are you going to Zimbabwe anytime soon? And could you potentially be our beer mule? Take
yes.
it over there.
Look, you know, Hobart, you stood up. We've got some beers from you, which we appreciate. But yes, the next step is getting the beers over.
Yeah, look, Alicia and Kyle have kindly donated two Teds and a chilled Cascade Light.
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, and we need to figure out how we're going to get the beer over.
Now, we've got Nick from Brighton on the line. I can't believe we've actually got somebody. Nick from Brighton, are you going to Zimbabwe anytime soon?
Nah, mate. The Australian cricket team is.
Oh.
Okay, so the Aussie cricket team are going over, Nick?
Yeah, they got a T20 match on the 3rd of July. So
okay.
I reckon if Dave Warner or Bancroft are going, they might be interested in a bit of suitcase tampering.
I mean, they're doing nothing else over there, are they?
Look,
yeah, well, they're not playing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we could give them something to do.
Because well, they won't be taking their bats over, will they? So they need something to put in their suitcase.
And Nick, I mean, you know, we know Bancroft put the sandpaper in his pants. Maybe he could put the beers in his pants.
Few stubby holders.
But yeah, we got to keep him cold.
Oh, Nick, that's genius. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
All right, Jim, this is good.
This is good. No, we're onto something.
Yeah.
Look, I do like Nick's suggestion of Davey Warner and Bancroft, even getting Steve Smith involved. But I think there's one man we probably should try and reach out to, the captain of the Australian cricket team.
Timmy Payne. A Hobart boy too.
Hobart local. I'm not sure what the odds are of us actually getting him on the show. But I think we'll try. We'll try for Zimbabwe's sake and for Hobart's sake. Because the other thing is, if we've got to give it to the Australian cricket team, the captain's responsible.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he is responsible. So if he gives it the green light, we're all good.
And look, we've got nothing to lose. We're just trying to help out Zimbabwe here. We didn't think people would deliver beers, but they have.
Yes.
So maybe Payne can get on board here.
Yeah, we owe it to Hobart. We owe it to Nick.
And we owe it to Zimbabwe, of course.
Yesterday, we asked Hobart for an idea that we could turn into a song and we could play live on the show this Friday. We decided to go with Julie's idea, and this is what she had to say.
Go to Julie. Julie, what should we write a song about?
Well, I was thinking, I was driving this morning to work, and I thought, how about a big, black, romantic Angus bull sitting in the paddock, looking to find a lovely, nice-looking young cow?
Yeah. Song about a bull.
So, song about a bull. So, Nathan, this is the idea we've gone with. It's a bull in love, looking to find love.
Nice, because there's no songs about bulls in love.
We feel like there's a real hole in the marketplace for this.
Oh, it's a massive open market.
Now, we need to talk because we're going to be doing this together. Now, you're the songwriter and I'm the performer.
Mm.
Now, what do you want to do? You've got two options. Option A, we write the song together.
Yeah.
Option B, you write the lyrics and I write the music and we write it separately.
Okay, well, it's going to be confusing because you'll need to you kind of need to work together. Because if I write something and it does, like if I'm writing a rap and you've done this like ballad, then it'll be a real slow rap, guys.
Great radio on a Friday. So we got to write together.
We've got to work together, basically, okay, mate.
Yeah. So we'll check that box. We're going to write the song together. Now, would you like me to like write the music and then give it to you, and you can come up with the lyrics, or would you like to input on the music? Like, are we helping each other, or are they doing it individually.
No, I'm happy to sit there in the room and just listen to you riff and then feel the lyrics. Okay. I might just spit them out as you go.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, da, 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 and I'd be like, bull, no bull. You know, that kind of stuff.
You'll always be my bull, Gordon.
Yeah, so I'll just be creativity.
Okay, know? Yeah. So you want me to come up with some music, play it to you, and then you'll be inspired.
I'll feel it. Yeah. You'll feel so it. So I'll sit there with, like, in my director's chair with probably a cool musical hat on, like a Boy George hat.
Always said you were Boy George.
Possibly a quill, and start writing as you're playing.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it'll just feel right.
It'll feel right, yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'll put some music together. Because this will be an original song, by the way. I'm not going to just cover someone's song. You know what I mean? We're not going to rechange the lyrics.
Yeah.
So I'll come up with some music, and then I will play that for you, and you can be.
And then I'll write as you play.
So what day are we now? Are we Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. All right. So we're gonna do it on Friday.
We haven't got much time.
So what if I'll come up with? How about this? I'll come up with the music today.
Uh-huh.
Right. Today I'll write the music. Tomorrow's show I'll play you the music live. There'll be no lyrics and words, obviously, because you're writing the song.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel inspired, and then you'll use Thursday to write the song. Uh-huh. Friday, we play it.
Perfect. Well, they say the best songs are written in 30 minutes, so...
Well, we've got 3 days.
Plenty of time.
Why is it anyway?
Yeah, Jim, this is where we take turns telling each other supposed truths. First person to be caught out lying loses. Are you ready?
Yes. Nath.
Mm.
Lie or truth? I can speak a little French.
A little French. Define a little French.
Un peu de français.
Okay.
That is a little French in French.
But is that true? Did you make that up?
Un peu plus français. Je m'appelle Jimmy.
Oh, that's a good one.
On comment t'appelles-tu? Ah, comme si, comme ça.
True. That's a little French.
It is.
Yeah.
No, I don't speak a lot.
Oh, no, little French. Just you made that quite clear.
Yeah, just a little French.
Jim.
Don't come up me in the street and start talking French.
Unless you come up and say, hey, can you speak a little French?
Yeah, I could say, un peu de français.
Jim, in my life, 25 years, I've had 4 broken bones. 4.
Let me try and... I know you. You broke 2 as a kid, I think. 1 playing footy, maybe 2 playing footy, 4. Yeah, I'm going to say 4, probably 4 broken bones.
I've broken my wrist, my ankle, my thumb, and my finger. 4 broken bones.
So
well done.
2 as a kid, 2 playing footy?
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
Oh, bonus points.
Double ding. There's no bonus points.
Points don't mean anything, but I still got them.
True.
Lie or truth, Nath.
Mm.
I once performed as Harry Potter at a Harry Potter-themed stripper party.
Stripper party?
Yeah.
So, did you have to strip as Harry Potter?
Yes, yeah.
So, what did that involve? Take your robe off?
Yeah, I kept underwear on.
Show everyone your wand.
Yeah, no, they didn't get to see the wand. I like to keep a little bit of the magic behind the scenes.
Clever.
And then I served them drinks.
Get paid?
Yeah, I did. It's for charity.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, actually, the money went to charity. I got paid, but then you donated.
Then you donated. Wow, yeah. Well done.
Yeah. I only found that out afterwards. I mean, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Who knows, could make this up.
Is this you getting angry at Hogwarts because you didn't get your letter in the mail? Are you acting out?
Yeah. I was like, I'll show you. I'll just dress up as Harry Potter.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Okay.
It's not a proud moment. But, you know, it was for charity. It was a good thing.
You're doing a good thing. Yeah. Jim.
Yeah, no.
My grandmother, Lynn, was the inventor of the wind turbine.
The wind turbine.
The wind turbine, my gran.
What's a wind turbine?
It's those ones that generate electricity. You often see them on mountains, white ones.
So clean power.
Mm. My nan Lynn.
Your nan Lynn. I feel like it's been around longer than... How old's your nan?
As old as a wind turbine.
No.
Yeah, it's not true. I even had a name, Windy Linny.
Windy Linny?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's because she farts a lot. Totally different reason.